I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. We're closing in on the end of August, and that means hunting season is almost here. We'll talk a little more about the early Canada goose season that's coming up right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. The early Canada goose season arrives with the month of September and well ahead of the annual southern migration. Steve Wilson with the West Virginia DNR tells us this early season is by design.
It's designed specifically to put harvest pressure on the resident birds that live here year-round.
Now, West Virginia certainly has its share of those resident birds, many of which make a complete nuisance of themselves at times. But Wilson says we really have only ourselves to blame for that.
We kind of ask for it in a way, because if you look at what a goose prefers, it's nice, young, fresh-growing grass with a little water around and very nutritious grass, and, you know, our fancy lawns and our nice golf courses are all fertilized and mowed on a regular basis, and we always got to have some water around, so we just made the perfect place for them. It's like putting out an invitation.
Nevertheless, hunters can trim a population faster than anything, provided the hunters can actually get to the geese.
There's only about 1,000 or so waterfowl hunters in the state, but where they have access, they do a pretty good job of harvesting birds. The problem is you got places that are not conducive to hunting, and you got other folks that, you know, might be conducive to hunting, but they just as soon not have a hunter there. That makes a lot of refuges for them. So where we can get at them, we can harvest them pretty well.
Since it's early in the year, a lot of those geese have become complacent, and they'll be much easier to target in the first few days. Wilson suggests keeping a close eye on their movements to determine the best way to go after them.
A handful of decoys and a little bit of calling will generally bring some birds into you. You know, the important thing is scouting, not only before season, but even during the season. If the farmer down the road cuts a cornfield today, that's probably going to be the hot spot the next couple of days. If no corn's being cut yet, you want to scout around and see where they're spending their time feeding, probably in a recently cut hay field or a pasture field. But you need to keep up with that scouting, because the hunting pressure will force them to change their habits, and various manipulations of the habitat out there, such as harvesting a field.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.